Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
Again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I ask the question today as we get ready for our message from the book of Genesis. Are you taking good care of your grudges? In other words, are you nursing grudges, seeing to it that they grow strong and healthy, that you have a single focus and a firm hatred for someone who has wronged you, someone who has brought grief and pain and sorrow and heartache to you? You nursing it quite well? You thinking about them very clearly? And how well do you remember the hurt? Perhaps you wonder, but you use a strong word there, preacher, about hating someone. I don't hate anybody. I just can't stand certain people, but I don't hate them. I just don't like them. Well, the Lord tells us that he didn't have that attitude. If you want to be Christ-like, then you will need to be willing to forgive. You'll need to be willing to love those your enemies. It's a command. The Lord does not say, here's a good idea, a good suggestion if you want to follow it sometimes. But he says, I say unto you, love ye your enemies. Now, how can you do that? Well, you can do that by the power of God. Now, the power that he used, he forgave you of your vile sins and my vile wicked sins, cleansed us while he died for us while we were yet sinners. He died first. He shed his precious blood for us. Didn't use a bull or a goat or a dove or an oxen, but he used his own precious blood to wash away our sins. And he is asking you now to be his man or his woman on the earth, showing his love and testifying of his grace, that he is able to help you and to sustain you and to keep you, that he can help. That's what the Lord wants you to do. In fact, the Lord is so firm about this matter, so clear, I should say. Everything the Lord says is very definite, very firm. But he's so clear on this matter about forgiving one another is that he says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, that if you don't do this, you're going to be grieving the Holy Spirit of God. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Verse 31 of Ephesians 4, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Now, there is one that can preach to us. We have evil speaking when things don't go well, don't go right for us. Now, the admonition is, and the instructions for us, is that we put these things away. Put away these from you. All of that, put away from you with all of the malice that you have. In verse 32, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. Even, now how am I supposed to give him? Forgive him? Even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Now how forgiven are you? When the Lord Jesus forgave you of your sins, for which sins did he forgive you? Now I have to be careful when I say this, because there are some who feel like the Lord forgave them for their past sins before they got saved, and then the ones that they've committed since they've gotten saved, they think that they have to do something and they have to forgive themselves on those. No, Christ Jesus forgave us for our sins, and he died for all of our sins before the ones that we committed since we've been saved and the ones that we'll commit tomorrow. But you don't sit around and plan to sin. Now, the Lord says, now you forgive others just like God forgave you. Christ died for all of your sins. He forgave all of your sins. He didn't hold one back, a record of one back. Now, he wants you to have that same attitude. Now, our Heavenly Father, I pray thee, Lord, to help us to forgive and to be willing to love one another, that we not give any place to the devil to set up his camp to bring wickedness into our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now let's go back and look in the book of Genesis in chapter 22, and we are looking at the offering of Isaac, in which the Lord called Abraham to offer up his son Isaac, and he lets Isaac know, or lets Abraham know, that it was indeed Isaac who was to be offered. Your only son, the one whom you love, get him up there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I tell thee of. You get your son there. That's what the Lord is telling Abraham. Abraham is very clear. He has the instructions. He's very clear on what the Lord wants him to do. The Lord has made it very clear. And Abraham starts right out early. He didn't debate and deliberate and say, now, Lord, do you really mean me to do this? You know how hard it was for us to have this child. No, he had turned this child over to the Lord. And the Lord was the one who was keeping Isaac. Now, is the Lord the one keeping that which is most precious to you? Are you willing to trust the Lord with what you have that means most to you? Or are you willing, like one of the ones who say, well, I couldn't trust my son to go to train at Christian university because the Lord might make him a preacher, or the Lord might call this one to be a missionary and I never see my grandchildren. Well, you ever thought about it this way, that if you try to keep them back, that you may never get to see them anyway? You are saved, and if you don't want them to be turned over into the hands of the Lord, have you ever thought about it? You may keep them in harm's way, and where they live in this life without Christ, and you see them for a short while and never see them anymore. You ever thought about that? You'd better turn those ones that mean most to you over to the Lord. Give them over to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one who can keep them. See, you keep them here and you grow old and leave this life, and they stay here in harm's way because you manipulated things to try to keep them out of off the mission field, of out of God's will, and you're gone and you can't do anything for them now. Now, what's going to happen to them? So what should you do? They mean more to you. Don't you love the Lord Jesus enough to, and don't you trust him enough to know that he can take care of those children, those grandchildren, that he will keep those children and those grandchildren? He gave his son. His son left him to come to this earth. He was a missionary, and he went to serve the Lord, his father. Now, will you be willing to give what means most to you to go serve the Lord? There are some who will say, I don't want to go to be a missionary. If I stay over there, go over there, I won't make my mark in life. You ever thought about this, that you won't have a mark in life if you stay here and you build all that you have on a planet that's about to be destroyed by fire? You lay your treasures up on this earth and it's all burned up. And you've built your monument, you've built your straw hut, your wood house, and all of these stubbles that you've left around, fire takes them away, and you've sent nothing up in heaven. You won't have anything. Abraham loved his son, and when the Lord spoke, Abraham right away obeyed. Didn't sit around. He didn't give the devil a chance to talk him out of it. Abraham had been tested in several times, several earlier occasions, and now it's time for him to trust the Lord even more. So he gets up early in the morning, gets started. The longer you delay, the greater the chances of you not getting underway. When I was in the military, and we had all boarded the ship was ready to set to sea, and you'd hear a command, underway, ship's sail is broken loose from the pier, it's underway now. And the longer you stay in the port, the longer you stay tied up to the pier, the more likely that you will never set out to sea and get underway to do God's will. Get underway. Get right away doing his will. And then you leave him, let him take care of the provisions. You obey right away. That's what obedience is. So Abraham sets out with the young man, with the wood, with his son, and he is going to the area of Moriah to the land of Moriah, and he is going to offer up his son for a burnt offering. He's going to worship the Lord. He is going to offer to the Lord and pay to the Lord the highest respect and loyalty that a man can pay, to worship. And worship belongs only to God. So Abraham knew he was talking to the Lord, as he said in verse 5 of Genesis 22, I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And so Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son. Notice this now. Abraham is taking his son to be offered up unto the Lord. Isaac is taking the wood that's going to be that which will take him into the presence of the Lord as an offering, the wood. And he took the fire in his hand. See, they didn't have matches and portable flamethrowers that we have today. They had to carry their flame, a coal, and he carried this in his hand, the fire in his hand, and a knife, and they went both of them together. Now, he was going to be an offering unto God. The Lord did test Abraham. Will you trust me with that which means most to you? Now, I know some people are pretty upset because they felt like, well, this is what I'll do. I'll go ahead and I'll show the Lord I trust him, because I'll go and I'll know that he'll deliver me like he did Abraham. And I. Now, the Lord's not going to tell you to kill your son or to kill your daughter. He's not going to tell you to do that. He wants you to, we present ourselves a living sacrifice. We're to die daily. Our lives count most for the Lord. And it's more difficult to live for Christ than it is to die for him. To live daily for Christ, to live on your job and live in your neighborhood, you have to do something continually to show that you love the Lord and that you are serving him and living for him. That, when I first got saved, I remember thinking so clearly, Lord, it's so wonderful now, I'm ready to come be with you. Thinking that that was some great thought, because it was a joyous moment in my life when I got saved, my sins were forgiven, I knew the joy of being forgiven and released from the sin and the guilt of sin. But shortly after that, the Lord showed me what his plan was, stay here and live for me. And so I need his grace and get a greater testimony to him, what he's able to do. That's what he wants us to do. Abraham went out with his son, the burnt offering. And there are some, as I said, who have said, well, I will just give this to the Lord and watch him give it back to me. Well, he may not give it back to you. He may not give it back to you. He may get greater glory from your life by keeping it from you, keeping you from contaminating it. He may get greater glory from your life by the pain that you bear, showing the others that he can give you grace to bear with the pain or the loss, as it were. It is not a loss, but you've sent it on, you've given it on ahead to the Lord. So give your life over to the Lord. Watch him work. So Abraham has his son, the wood, the fire, the knife, and they are going up to place an offering, to give an offering to the Lord. What are you doing? How are you preparing to give yourself to the Lord? Abraham prepared. He took what he needed to give and was willing to give. Heavenly Father, we pray that we would follow through, make provisions to give unto our God that which we have, which means most to us. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. And join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina, 920 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville. May the Lord richly bless.